Welcome back to No Flags, No Filter. This is episode 4, and I'm your host, William Masucci. And unfortunately, co-host Brett Jenks will be unable to join the podcast today due to some technical difficulties. And so for today's episode, barring that, we will be doing a little bit of a Week 4 NFL preview. Now, since it's being recorded after the Thursday night game in which Seattle narrowly beat the Arizona Cardinals, I will only be doing the Sunday night game, the Sunday games and the Monday night game. And with that, let's dive right into it. So on Sunday, we have got Minnesota traveling to Pittsburgh for the first international game of the year, slated to kick off at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time in Dublin, Ireland. I really think this is going to be a pretty close game. You know, I really liked what I saw out of Carson Wentz last week, him traveling to Cincinnati and really putting up some good numbers. He really managed the game really well. He actually did a much better job than J.J. McCarthy has done thus far this year. And on the other side of the ball, Pittsburgh is a team that has really impressed me this year. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he's looked a little bit rejuvenated, and I think Pittsburgh's on their way to a 3-1 record in this game. I think they're going to pull it away. I think it's going to be very close. I think this could be the type of game that comes down to the last second, but I really like Pittsburgh in this game, and I really like Pittsburgh's defense to wreak some havoc on Minnesota. I do think it's going to be a relatively low-scoring game, but yeah, give me Pittsburgh. Now moving on to our first game of the 1 o'clock window, we have the Washington Commanders traveling to Atlanta. Now, Washington's going to be a little bit shorthanded this game, you know. Jaden Daniels is slated to miss yet another week with that hamstring injury, and now Terry McLaurin was declared to be out for this week. And on the other hand, Atlanta, you know, they're hoping for they really need to bounce back after that game last week against Carolina. I mean, that was an unacceptable performance by that team. Putting up 0 points against a very lackluster Carolina defense with the weapons that Atlanta has was very disappointing. But I'm really feeling good about Atlanta bouncing back this game. I'm expecting Michael Penix Jr. to quite possibly have the best game of his career this weekend. I really, really like this matchup for both Drake London and Kyle Pitts. And I, of course, like this matchup for Bijan Robinson. And I mean, I don't think there's really a matchup that Bijan Robinson can't win in this league. So I'm expecting a huge game from the Falcons offense. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I'm not going to count out the Commanders with Mariota necessarily. I mean, the Commanders last week against Vegas put up over 40 points. I mean, Las Vegas has not looked great on defense or offense really so far this year. They haven't looked like a great team, but I'm still not going to count out the Commanders. I think this game will be kind of close, maybe closer than people think, but I do think Atlanta's going to edge it out in a high-scoring victory. Now moving on to New Orleans traveling to Buffalo, and what could quite possibly be the worst team in the league traveling to play the best team in the league. And so I'm going to be pretty brief with this one. I think New Orleans has shown that they're a pretty scrappy team this year. They've shown that they can really stay in some ball games, but I mean, it is the Bills at the end of the day, and you're in Buffalo. And I don't think there's any question about it. I think Josh Allen and James Cook run wild on that New Orleans defense, and give me Buffalo. Next up, we've got the Cleveland Browns traveling to Detroit. Now, Cleveland coming off that very, very surprising win against the Green Bay Packers last week that came down to that last-second field goal. And Detroit, on the other hand, coming off of a great win against the Ravens on Monday Night Football. And Detroit, I think they've just got a lot of confidence coming into this game. I think they've got a whole lot of confidence. And I'm looking for a huge game from Jared Goff, and I'm looking for a huge game from Amon-Ra St. Brown. Now, I also think that Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, they have the potential to really get stuffed against this Cleveland D-line. I mean, Mason Graham has looked like a stud thus far, and I mean, Myles Garrett has just been Myles Garrett this year. But still, give me Detroit. Now, moving on to Carolina traveling to New England. Now, I know that Carolina's riding a little bit of a high last week from that big win against Atlanta, you know, shutting them out, putting up 30 on them. But I think that high really is going to end this game. I think New England's going to blow Carolina out. And I'm being so serious when I say that. I think that Drake May has been really good to start the year. And the thing that I really have been looking for is for Drake May's weapons to really start to step up. I think this is the game where it could happen. I really like Stephon Diggs in this game. So yeah, give me the Patriots in a statement win over the Carolina Panthers. Now moving on to the Chargers traveling to New York and what is going to be Jackson Dart's first start in the NFL. I mean, the Chargers have looked very good so far. They're 3-0. The Giants, on the other hand, are 0-3. I do think this game will be relatively close. Something I am looking for is, can Jackson Dart get the ball to Malik Nabers this game? I mean, I think that's going to be the deciding factor. And the other thing that I do like about this new Giants team with Jackson Dart is the added aspect of him running the ball on the ground. I mean, he showed to really be a capable running quarterback at Ole Miss, and I think that's going to continue in the NFL. I think his play style is really well suited for the NFL, and specifically for this Giants offense. I do think this game is going to be close, but at the end of the day, I got to give it to the Chargers, and I think that they are off to a 4-0 start with a win over the Giants this Sunday. Moving on to a showdown between the teams with the two best records in the NFC, we got the Philadelphia Eagles traveling to Tampa Bay. Now, I think what we've seen so far is Philadelphia is going to continue to just be a dominant force this year. And Tampa Bay, on the other hand, I mean, they are 3-0, but all three of their games have really come down to the wire. And I mean, for example, Texas last week playing the Texans. The Texans really, they are not a great football team. They have not shown to be a great football team this year. And Tampa Bay really played that game a lot closer than I think. I do think Tampa Bay has just benefited a little bit of having an easier schedule this year. I do think they're obviously still a playoff team. I don't necessarily think that they're a contender, though. I think it's going to be close, but I got to give it to Philadelphia. And now moving on to the Titans traveling to Houston and what is probably the most lackluster game of the week. We got a face-off between the 0-3 teams. I think this really could be an opportunity for Cam Ward to try and light it up. I mean, that Texans secondary, it has been okay, but I am really worried about that Houston Texans D-line. I mean, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. have just been proving to be an elite edge duo, and Tennessee's O-line, it's been all right. J.C. Latham has kind of struggled. Peter Skoronski has been pretty good, but I think Tennessee's O-line is really going to struggle against that Houston front, and I think it's going to lead Houston to a dominant win in their first one of the season over the Tennessee Titans. And now moving on to the Monday night games. It is a doubleheader this week. We have got the New York Jets traveling to Miami to play the Dolphins. I think this has the potential to be a really close game. I mean, this game looks pretty evenly matched on paper, you know. You got a little bit of an AFC East battle. The two worst teams in the AFC. I think the Patriots and the Bills are both much better teams than these two teams. I really do think, though, that New York's defense has the opportunity to really continue to shut the Dolphins' offense down. I do think, you know, there's always the potential for Tua to rip off a couple big plays to Tyreek or Waddle, but I really think New York's going to edge this game out. And, yeah, give me the Jets. And lastly, moving on to the second of two Monday Night Football games, we've got the shorthanded Cincinnati Bengals heading to Denver to play the Broncos. Now, Jake Browning, I think what he's showed is that he's a somewhat capable backup, but he just cannot help himself from throwing multiple picks a game. And I think that's really worrisome against this Denver defense. I mean, this Denver defense has showed over the past couple of years to be one of the premier defenses in the league. And I think Jake Browning's really going to continue to struggle this game. I'm looking for a big game on Denver's side of the ball from Nick Benito on that defensive line. And I'm also looking for a big game from Patrick Surtain. Can he lock down Ja'Marr Chase? And I think Patrick Surtain is really going to be the X factor this game for Denver. If he can lock down Ja'Marr Chase, they've got no chance. I mean, that running game has not been great this year. Chase Brown hasn't really been getting it done. And, yeah, I think Bo Nix is going to play a pretty good game. I don't think he's going to put up any stellar numbers or anything. I think he's going to manage the game and do what he needs to do. And I think Denver edges this one out. And with that, that'll do our Week 4 preview for this week. And I just want to highlight a few more things that I'm really excited for this week. So I think I know that I talked about it earlier, but I'm really looking for a big, big game against the Falcons, you know? Last week, I do really think that 0-30 loss to the Panthers is really going to be somewhat of an enigma this year. I mean, I don't really see how that game got that out of hand. I mean, on paper, Atlanta played a better game. They had far more yards than the Panthers, and I mean, they just lost the turnover battle at the end of the day. It is what it is. But I'm really looking for a big, big bounce back from Michael Penix. And I think this really could be the game where he sets up the rest of the season for the Falcons and proves that he is their guy. I also want to talk about Zach Robinson for the Falcons. You know, he's kind of struggled with play calling. There's been a lot of criticism that maybe the Falcons' offense is too predictable. You know, they've been very heavy run out of pistol, and then they've been very heavy pass out of shotgun. And the other surprising thing is that Atlanta has not really been getting under center at all with Michael Penix, which I think is a little bit concerning because, I mean, not being able to get under center really can often take play action out of the game. And I think play action is such an important aspect for Atlanta with the weapons that they have. I mean, being able to fake the handoff to Bijan and then rip it downfield to a guy like Drake London, Kyle Pitts, or Darnell Mooney, not having that ability just kind of, I mean, you're taking a lot of big play opportunity out of the game. So I would like to see, hopefully with some of the changes that Atlanta made this past week, moving Zach Robinson down to the field and firing the wide receivers coach, maybe Atlanta getting under center a little bit more, running some play action and trying to rip off some big plays just letting Michael Penix throw it deep. That's what he did best at Washington. So, yeah, I'll talk about the Falcons first. And secondly, I want to talk about the Cleveland Browns, okay? Cleveland has really, they've impressed me so far this year. I think if they can get their quarterback, which I'm not going to lie, I don't think Shadur or Dylan Gabriel, either of them are going to be the guy. But if they can get their quarterback this next offseason, I think that Cleveland really has a chance to be a threat in the AFC. I mean, that defense is just proving to be elite. I mean, Denzel Ward has looked really good this year. The rest of the secondary has looked really good. The defensive line has looked very good. The linebackers have looked really good. Cleveland's defense overall just looks like an elite unit. I think they're just kind of, the only reason that teams are really putting up points on them is because that defense is just getting exhausted because they've been on the field so much, because Joe Flacco just can't get the job done. And I mean, I can't really blame him. He doesn't have much around him. I know that Jerry Jeudy had a big year last year, but I just don't think of Jerry Jeudy as a guy in the NFL that can really be a wide receiver one. I think he really benefited off of having a couple really big games last year that kind of won him this wide receiver one spot for this year without any competition. So yeah, I think Cleveland really has a bright future. I just think they really need to find their quarterback and get a few more pieces in place, get some weapons in place, and I think Cleveland will be in great shape in a couple years. And the third and final team I want to talk about is the Tennessee Titans, who have just, they've just been a disaster thus far. I understand that it is Cam Ward's rookie year. You know, you can't always expect the number one overall pick to have a great year off the bat. I mean, he's done an okay job thus far. But Tennessee, that team is just failing him so far. I mean, on offense, you look at his aging receivers. I mean, there's nothing really great going on there. And then you look at the run game. I mean, you got Tony Pollard, who's been kind of a check down machine so far. He's been reliable target for Cam Ward, really the only reliable target for Cam Ward, which has been nice to see. And that O-line just has not been holding up in pass pro at all. I mean, Cam Ward has just been set up for failure right now. I mean, and Brian Callahan, I mean, I really do think this is going to be his last year coaching in Tennessee. I think they're going to get their guy after this year. I think there's really going to be a huge team reset. I think they're really going to try to go get some weapons for Cam Ward and keep building up that offensive line. Because, I mean, Tennessee's defense has looked pretty good so far. I mean, their secondary has been really, really good. Their D-line has looked really good. Jeffrey Simmons is having a great year thus far. I don't see it right now with Brian Callahan's offense, and I think that he's going to be out relatively soon. I think he could even be a midseason firing. And with that, as we're looking forward to a huge Week 4 in the NFL season, that will do it for our Week 4 preview and a little bit of bonus coverage of a few teams. I was your host, William Masucci, and thank you for listening to Episode 4 of No Flags, No Filter.